There's a new book out now called The Changing Man. It's a mental health guide that helps modern gents explore their emotions and seek help without fear of judgment. The authors are counsellor Dr. Kate Howell and her son Alex Barnard, who's an educator and a musician. Dr. Kate Howell joins me now. Hi there. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
So why did you feel compelled to write a book for men?
Well, I had noticed that more men were coming to my practice over recent years, and also I've done a lot of work at different times with defence and had been working the last few years as a GP in defence. And what I saw were men not talking about issues, not just for a while, but for many years. You know, it might have been 20 years, 30 years. You know, soldiers who'd experienced trauma and they'd really sat on it for a very long time. And when I had a look at what was out there, there really wasn't anything specifically for men. So I talked to my son about, you know, maybe we should put something together. And that's what happened. And we worked on it for 2 years and it's now just been released.
Oh, wow. Okay. And that's his debut?
It's his debut,
yeah. And someone, you know, as an educator and a musician, I'm sure he's often thinking about these really important topics and helping shape future minds as well.
That's right. And I think musicians are often creative, sensitive souls. And, you know, certainly Alex is. So he's very empathetic and understanding. And as an musical teacher, he often has students who have special needs, and you know, he's very good at relating to his students and being supportive. He's done some studies in psychology post his degree and is looking at various options to incorporate counselling into his career as well.
All right. So is this book, The Changing Man, is it, it's sort of a guide, an exploration and a guide as to how a man in this modern world can seek help and understand what's going on in their mind?
Yes. I always, I suppose, think in practical terms, and certainly men that I work with and men who've read the book, I got quite a few other doctors or clients or psychologists to read different chapters, and their perspective was, you know, we need active things to do, give us practical advice. So it is a practical guide, almost a manual. But I do start at the beginning just talking about, you know, why is men's mental health such an issue? You know, we have many men who do suffer in silence, as I mentioned, and the statistics aren't good in terms of suicide rates. Men outnumber women in terms of deaths by suicide at least 3 times, if not 4 times.
Oh, wow. So, and that's an issue of suffering in silence for the most part.
And so I wanted to explore, you know, why is this happening and do something about it to try and get the message out in ways that it hasn't already gone out. We cover a whole range of issues in the book, and depression is probably one of the larger chapters, as is stress and anxiety, so tackling those issues. But we do look to substance-related issues and addictions, gaming addictions, gambling, etc. Dealing with feelings that are uncomfortable, like managing anger and managing grief. We look at trauma and the impact of that on men. And also at the end of writing this were the bushfires, and it was just the start of COVID. So I did include some information on disasters and pandemics. And I suppose the big thing that comes up is that in our society, boys and men are raised to be strong and brave and courageous and not express emotion generally. Probably the one that is more allowed in our society is actually anger. It's not okay for them to be sad and upset and cry, for example, when they're boys. So they have trouble, I guess, getting in touch with what's going on because of that. But also there's a sense of shame in terms of reaching out for some help because maybe, you know, it might be perceived as weakness.
But from your understanding, that's not really the case, right?
No, absolutely not. So, you know, that's what the messages have been. And it is gradually changing. And also the men I'm seeing are coming along for help more often and are starting to reach out, but we need to do more because we need to improve those statistics.
With me at the moment is Goolwa councillor Dr. Kate Howell. She and her son Alex Barnard have written a book called The Changing Man, and you've just had your book launch at the weekend. How did that go?
It was wonderful, I have to say, and it was really interesting because a number of the invited guests, the men that were there, came up afterwards and said, first of all, thank you for writing it, and it's really good that men's issues are specifically being addressed. And they also wanted to ask me, a couple of them, how do I talk to someone, a male, that I'm concerned about? I'm worried about their well-being and mental health. And, you know, I tend to follow the Mental Health First Aid Australia guidelines, and they say find a quiet time to have a chat, approach the person, try and, you know, listen and work out what's going on. And you need to listen non-judgmentally, and allow the person to talk a bit, and then be supportive and perhaps encourage them then to seek some assistance and professional help, or perhaps to tap into some online supports or phone supports. So it can, you know, sometimes people aren't ready to hear that, but if we at least plant some seeds, sometimes those seeds grow, and when the person's ready, they remember that conversation and they might follow it up.
Yeah, absolutely. And something that if someone's experiencing depression or anxiety, or are feeling suicidal, the last thing they think that they want to do is talk to people. But just hearing that people care about them, and that,
that's
you
right.
know, getting those messages from friends and connections saying, look, hope you're okay. If you ever need anything, feel free to reach out. Does that make a big difference?
It does, absolutely. And, you know, if someone is feeling suicidal, they're often very afraid of those thoughts, and they're often feeling a burden on other people. So it's really good to reach out and, you know, offer support. And also sometimes we have to be a little bit stronger in how we act then. And if we are concerned for their safety, we need to say, look, mate, you know, I really think we need to get some expert advice here, and we're going to ring the mental health services or ring the suicide helpline and get some advice.
Does it make a big difference to communicate that it's that you're not okay? Like, is that the first step in actually getting better?
I think acknowledging that is really is part of, you know, it's getting over one of the hurdles, yes. Because of the barriers to reaching out that can exist for men, to be able to let that guard down a little bit and say, look, yeah, I'm not okay, is a huge step. And a really important one.
Well, thank you so much for your time. You have a lovely day.
Thank you.
Dr. Kate Howe, she is an author and counsellor on the south coast of the Fleurieu Peninsula. She and her son, Alex Barnard, wrote that book, The Changing Man, which you can find in bookshops and online. Lifeline is always available if you need some support on 13 11 14.